We are going to say something very, very important today. One of Jesus's most important sayings. In fact, I can tell you with absolute confidence, if you miss this saying, if you forget about this saying, if you ignore this saying of Jesus, I guarantee you, you will face the storms of life. You will face the trials of life. You will face the temptations of life, and your life will come crashing down. You have got to hear these four verses. You have to. Please open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, and stand with me in the honor of the Word of God. Matthew 7, 24. Jesus has just given the Sermon on the Mount, an absolutely crucial, important sermon for what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. The Sermon on the Mount is absolutely essential for you and I to know if we choose to be followers of Jesus Christ. And he closes it with these words. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the wind blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. Would you pray right now, just between you and God, that God would speak to you and set you free by the words of his Son? Would you pray for the other people in this room that God would set them free by the words of his Son? Would you pray for me that I would accurately teach and represent what Jesus said? May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. This is a great passage. Palestine is a dry, kind of a desert type of place, and people would build houses in Palestine. And the problem with Palestine, kind of like the Coachella Valley used to be years ago, it's dry, it's sand, and then all of a sudden it would pour down rain. Do you remember it happening here in the valley? Pours down rain. My sister laughs at me because in Arkansas, it rains hard for a half an hour and no one even notices. It's not an event. It happens that way all the time. In India, if it pours rain for 30 minutes, the schools are closed. It's a disaster. I have a friend who, during that El Nino La Nina thing, it rained for 30 minutes. No more than 30 minutes here in the Coachella Valley. Rained for 30 minutes, and the man lost two cars. Destroyed. And Palestine is like that. It's dry, and suddenly it will pour down rain. Flash flood, disaster, and there's two kinds of builders. There's two kinds of houses. Remember this, Chris. I'm giving you construction advice here today. There's two kinds of houses. You can build right on the sand, or you can take your time and go, dig down deep. Luke's version says one man dug down. You dig down and you build your house on the rock. And when that rain comes, that's typical to the area of Israel at the time, when that rain comes and that dry sand becomes a flash flood, the house on the rock is okay. The house on the sand is a disaster. And Jesus is a master teacher. He's a master at this. He always paints a picture. And he says, you know those houses on the sand? Remember how the flash flood comes and washes the thing away? And the house on the rock, the rain comes and the flash flood hits and it's okay. Jesus says, I want to tell you about two men. And he says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine, and acts on them, is like the man who built his house on the rock. The floods of life come, and he's okay. But this other guy, he's like the person who hears these words of mine. What words, Pastor Dave? Specifically the Sermon on the Mount, but I would say it applies to the whole Word of God. The man who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice, he's like a man who builds his house on the sand. What I want you to see today, number one in your notes, this is extremely important, the wise man and the foolish man both heard the word of Christ. The only difference between them is one acted and one did not. One acted and one did not. You say, Pastor Dave, I read my Bible every day. Praise God for you. That's great. Pastor Dave, I come to church every Sunday. That's great. Pastor Dave, I go to Bible study every week. I go to Bible study twice a week. I read my devotional every day. I do devotions on the internet. I listen to preaching on the radio. I listen to Christian music. Praise God for you. Keep doing that. But what I want you to understand today is you can read your Bible every day. You can go to church every week. You can listen to Bible studies on the radio. You can listen to Bible studies on the internet. You can read the whole Bible over and over and over again. And if you do not obey it, your life is on the sand. Look what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God, but he who does the will of the Father who is in heaven will enter. Not he who reads it. Not he who listens to it. He who does it. Matthew 12:50. Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother. John 13:14 through 17. If I then, the Lord and teacher, washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave an example that you also should do as I did to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, nor is one who is sent greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, you are blessed if you what? If you do them. If you do them. In 1994, I was playing basketball with my friends, and I got the ball, and I'm driving to the hoop. I wish Michael were here. It's his sabbatical. That's fine. I got the ball, and I'm driving to the hoop, and I had a lane, and I'm about ready to slam dunk that thing. And as I approach the basket, my patella tendon ripped completely in half. And I collapsed on the floor, screaming in agony, and I was taken to the emergency room where I had an X-ray. And the X-ray revealed that my patella tendon was ripped completely in half. I could have told him that without the X-ray, but that's okay. It revealed that the patella tendon was ripped completely in half, and I was wheeled immediately into surgery to fix it. Now, I want to review that. What if the doctor had X-rayed me and said, okay, Dave, here's your X-ray. Have a nice day. That'll be $500. And I just got in a wheelchair and got in my car and drove off. Getting the X-ray does not help me. I got to have the surgery. And the Bible is like an X-ray. Reading it and revealing your sin is only step one. You got to have the surgery. You got to have the surgery. You have to read the Word of God and like an X-ray and see, here's your sin. Here's where you're falling short in your words. Here's where you're falling short in your actions. Here's where you're falling short in your thoughts. And then you've got to say, okay, God, thank you for the X-ray. Now, Holy Spirit, take me into surgery and take that away. It's not the X-ray that heals you. It's the surgery. John 15:14. You are my friends if you read what I command. No. You are my friends if you listen to what I command. No, Jesus says, you are my friends if you do what I command. 1 John 2:29, if you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. 1 John 3:10, by this the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. The question I want to ask you today is not, do you read your Bible every day? Perhaps you've been attending Trinity Baptist Church for weeks or months or years, and you hear me up here in the pulpit, read the Bible, read the Bible, read the Bible, read the Bible. My question to you today is not, do you read it, but are you obeying it? That's what's important. Number two in your notes, it's not good enough simply to read God's Word. You must change. You must change the way you think, the way you speak, and the way you live based on what you read. I've got a quote from Howard Hendricks, and I didn't bring the book. I meant to bring the book, but there's a fantastic book called Living by the Book. The book is called Living by the Book. It's by a man named Howard Hendricks. And it's a wonderful book about exactly that. Not reading the Bible, but living according to it. And he has this wonderful quote. I've given it to you in your notes. The ultimate goal of Bible study is not to do something to the Bible, but to allow the Bible to do something to you. Amen? The Apostle James talks about this in James chapter 1. Take a look. Prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. Once he's looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. All of us have financial trouble at some point in life. You may be having financial trouble right now. And there's many good financial counselors that you can go to. Debbie Mangus's office has a few of them. And there's Dave Ramsey, and there's Larry Burkett, and there's good teachers on the radio or on the internet that you can go to. Okay, let's go with Dave Ramsey. Thank you. Oh, Larry Burkett is he's a really good counselor. Okay. Can't go to Larry Burkett anymore. You can read his books, though. Thank you, Carrie. You can go to one of these great financial counselors, but the point is this. Going to the counselor doesn't help you. That will not solve the problem unless you take the advice of the counselor. You've got to put it into practice. You can go to a financial counselor once a week. You can take Dave Ramsey's course. You can take Dave Ramsey's other course. What's it called? Financial Peace University. You can take these courses. You can graduate from these courses. You can do all this stuff, but you will remain in financial trouble unless you put the advice into practice. The same is true of the Word of God. You can read the Bible every single day of your life, but you will remain in spiritual trouble until you obey it. I want to help you with that. This book I mentioned, Living by the Book by Howard Hendricks, in chapter 42, he gives you 4 steps. Now, don't be scared by the fact that this book I'm recommending has 42 chapters. They're really short. But take a look at chapter 42 with me. These are 4 steps to applying the Bible, and we're going to walk it through together. 4 steps to applying the Bible. A, know the Scripture. Know the Scripture. Let's do an example in the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 5, 43 through 45 is behind me on the screen. You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. It doesn't do you any good to read that unless you will do it. So in step one, know the Scripture, we are asking the question, what? What? Specifically, what is Jesus commanding me to do? And that is to love my enemies and pray for those who persecute me. The next step is B in your notes, and it is relate the Scripture. Relate the Scripture. In A, know the Scripture, we ask the question, what? In B, relate the Scripture, we ask the question, who? Who? So the question, quite simply, for Matthew 5:43 is, who is my enemy? Or who is persecuting me? Who in your life are you having trouble loving today? Every single one of us has that person. You may be picturing that person right now. There's someone in your life that has been unkind to you, that has been rude to you, that is difficult to love. The question is, who is that person? C, meditate on the Scripture. Meditate on the Scripture. In step A, we ask the question, what? What does the Bible say? In step B, we ask the question, who? Who is my enemy, who is the one that is difficult to love? You might not have an enemy. Most of us in this room probably don't have enemies, but I guarantee you there's someone in your life that is difficult to love with the love of Jesus Christ. They've hurt you. They're challenging you. They're testing you. A is what, B is who, C is how. How? What specifically are you going to do to love that person? Meditate on the scripture in light of this individual or people and say, what can I do to apply this scripture? How can I obey this? And D is my favorite one. Practice the scripture. Those are the four steps. Know, relate, meditate, and practice. This one, there's no question. You just do it. You know what, you know who, you know how. So step D is extremely important. Do it today. Do it today. Don't delay. If you think about it, you won't do it. You're going to hear me say this one time in the pulpit and one time only. I don't care if you've been here 1 year or 20 years. This is the only time you will ever hear me say this. There are times when you don't need to pray about it. Just do it. Just do it. And do it today. Sometimes you can't walk through those steps right away. Maybe you have your devotions and you read a scripture and you know it, but you can't quite relate it. You can't quite relate it, so you can't really meditate on it, and of course you can't practice it. I have so much fun when I get up in the morning and read my Bible. Because what you read in the Bible sets the priority of the day. I hope that you heard that. What you read in the Bible in the morning sets the direction of the day. So I wake up and I read Matthew 5, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. But maybe my life is going really well and I honestly can't think of someone. I can't think of someone who I need to love. Everything is going great in my life. So I can't do step B. So I certainly can't do C and D. So I just pray, Lord, give me an opportunity to obey this today. And that becomes the focus of my day, is to obey that scripture. I spend the whole day looking for a way to obey that scripture. It looks like this. Your life should be. Do I have that, Tom? Oh, I don't have it yet. Yeah, I do. Three. Your life should be read Bible, obey Bible, repeat. Read Bible, obey Bible, repeat. You see, you don't just read the Bible and then check it off your list. Okay, I had my devotions. Now I go on with my day. No, the devotions direct the day. Let's try another scripture. Take a look. John 13, 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know you are my disciples, if you love one another. This expands it. This doesn't have to be an enemy. It doesn't have to be someone who's persecuting you. He doesn't say love your enemies in this verse. He doesn't say love those who persecute you in this verse. He says love one another. It applies to every believer in your family, every believer in this church, and every believer around the world. So let's walk through the four steps. A, know the scripture. You ask the question, what? And the command is love one another. B, relate the scripture. You ask the question, who do I need to love today? It probably won't be an enemy. It probably won't be someone who persecutes you. But it'll be someone with a need. Someone with a need. Perhaps a family member. Perhaps someone who's a member of Trinity Baptist Church. Someone with a need. Who can I love today? C, meditate on the scripture. How? What am I going to do to love that individual? And the most important step, D, do it. Do it. Again, don't delay. Don't delay, Trinity Baptist. If you think about it too much, you won't do it. If you think about it too much, you won't do it. Walk through the steps and put it into practice. And again, you might not be able to walk through the steps right when you read the verse. That's okay. You read the verse and you say, God, help me today to obey that scripture. And then you live the whole day looking for that divine, holy opportunity to love someone, and you just do it. Don't delay. Here's another quote. I'm sorry, number four in your notes. Yes, your life should be read Bible, obey Bible, and repeat. Number four in your notes. If you feel overwhelmed, ask yourself, what is one change I can make in my thoughts, attitudes, words, and actions? Sometimes it gets overwhelming. I hope and pray by God's grace that you're going to go home today. You're going to go home today and decide, I'm going to focus more on obeying than on simply reading. And you might get overwhelmed. You read your, you have your devotions tomorrow, and oh, there's something I need to apply, and you try and do it. You might succeed or fail. You get up the next morning, oh, there's something else. And you get up the next morning, oh, there's something else. And you get overwhelmed. It's okay. Just make progress. What's one thing you can do today to change? Here's another quote from Howard Hendricks. Get started. Does your plan begin with a phone call? Pick up the phone. Does it start by rearranging your schedule? Rearrange it. Do you plan to reevaluate your giving habits in light of your budget? Then sit down and update the budget so that you can have the information you need. The first step is always the hardest, but take it. Don't put it off. Number five in your notes. Study scripture in a group. Study scripture in a group. We offer that multiple times here at Trinity Baptist Church for you to do that. But studying scripture in a group helps you understand it and will help you apply it as you work it through with other people. And it can also keep you accountable. My prayer for you is Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Now, the God of peace who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus Christ, equip you in every good work to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, oh, please help us to be doers of the word. Please help me and the elders to be examples of this. Help us, God, to not just read the Bible, but to put it into practice so that our lives will be on the rock. In Jesus' name, amen.